From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Prostate cancer is the biggest cancer threat among men. Well over 200,000 men will be diagnosed with the disease this year. 29,000 will die. And the problem is growing as baby boomers age. Now, a federally financed study has found the first evidence that prostate cancer can be prevented. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the study delivers a mixed message.
10 years ago, the study began recruiting men over 55 for the project. Ultimately, almost 19,000 enrolled. Every day, half the men took a pill called finasteride, a drug also called Proscar that millions of men already use for enlarged prostates. In March, experts recommended the study be stopped 15 months early because the point had been proved. Among men who took finasteride, there were 25% fewer prostate cancers. Dr. Charles Coltman of the Southwest Oncology Group in Texas, which ran the big study, puts the results in perspective.
If you took 1,000 men and followed them for 7 years in the absence of finasteride, 60 of those 1,000 men would be expected to get prostate cancer.
But if those same 1,000 men took finasteride, the study finds,
then you would have 45 cancers, indicating that 15 of them had been prevented.
The leader of the study, Dr. Ian Thompson, says it's a landmark.
The message of the prostate cancer prevention trial is first and foremost that we've made the first step towards reducing the impact of the disease. A 25% reduction in prostate cancer is substantial given that 200,000 men each year are diagnosed.
The results were released early by the New England Journal of Medicine. The National Cancer Institute devoted $73 million to the study. Officials say taxpayers got their money's worth. Dr. Peter Greenwald heads cancer prevention at the NCI, and to set a good example, he also volunteered for the study.
I think the result is wonderful. We've proved, it's proven, that prostate cancer, at least in part, is preventable. That's a huge step forward in cancer research.
But the celebration is tempered by an unexpected finding. Among men who got prostate cancer, despite taking finasteride, their tumors were slightly more likely to be high-grade, that is, more aggressive and less curable. Among those hypothetical 1,000 men, the study suggests, there would be 22 such high-grade cancers if all of them took finasteride, compared to 18 if none did. Men taking finasteride also had more problems with sexual function, although they had fewer urinary problems, which are common among older men. All these factors may give doctors pause as they consider prescribing finasteride for cancer prevention. Meanwhile, the company that makes the drug is expected to ask regulators to okay it for prostate cancer prevention, a step that will touch off debate. But the NCI's Greenwald says there's no rush.
It's not an emergency to decide what to do. I think I would give time for physicians to read and understand the trial.
Some are already voicing skepticism, such as Dr. Peter Scardino of Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. He grants the 25% lower risk of cancer in the finasteride group is significant.
I think it was a dramatic reduction, I do. It was much more than the skeptics would have thought at the time that the trial was being set up. What's hard is, what does that mean? And is that really beneficial?
Scardino is troubled by the high rate of cancers found in all men in the study. Many of these tumors, he suspects, would never have caused a problem, which makes it difficult to evaluate the results. Scardino wouldn't tell men already taking finasteride for enlarged prostates to stop taking the drug, although he may monitor them more closely to catch any cancers early. On balance, Scardino is not convinced that doctors should start prescribing finasteride to prevent prostate cancer.
My own conclusion there is this study would not cause me to recommend to patients to take finasteride to prevent prostate cancer. From that point of view, the study was not a success. Unfortunately, we'll have to look at other ways to prevent prostate cancer.
The NCI is already looking. An even bigger study is underway to see if daily supplements of vitamin E and the trace element selenium cut the risk of prostate cancer, as some studies have hinted. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.